Well, folks, we are at A. Raffinelli Winery, and we are in Healdsburg, California, a beautiful stop in Sonoma County, and I happen to live in this beautiful part of the world, and it is a beautiful day in the middle of August. Shelley Raffinelli is sitting here with me, and she is just about to go into harvest, and she is a busy lady right now. She's going to tell us about her project, the Merlot from A. Raffinelli.
Yes. So that is the varietal that I brought on when I first came back after graduating from college.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you for drinking it. It was a little bit of a tough deal trying to convince my dad to let me do it. But like I said, we're growers and producers. We're farmers, first and foremost. And we had some great Merlot fruit. Now, a lot of people don't realize we've always brought in a little bit of Merlot to blend into our Cabernet. It only is about a 7% blend, but we've had the fruit and we sell the majority of it. So when I first came back, we had this new Merlot vineyard and the fruit was beautiful. And I said, can I just do one barrel, Dad? One barrel. And he reluctantly said, fine, do whatever. And I love Bordeaux's and I really wanted to elevate it. So my whole intention was I'm going to treat it like Cabernet and I'm actually going to blend a chunk of Cabernet in there. So basically you're getting this Merlot that's got great structure, some backbone, is aging beautifully 10 years plus. I've kept it at a 500 case program and I've kept it at a very reasonable cost. So it's attainable for people who come to the winery and get to taste and have the ability to purchase it.
All those things that you just said sound to me like Raffinelli policies.
Yes. Yeah, they have to fall within the framework of making wine here. But I've enjoyed that program, and now it's got its own little following. So it sells out every year, and I enjoy being able to turn those anti-Merlot drinkers into Merlot drinkers again, because a lot of people don't realize how nice of a variety that is when it's made right, the luscious mouthfeel, the great plum fruit that it can give. And again, it's one of those wines that you can just sip on. You don't necessarily need to sit down and pair it with a huge meal or age it for 10 years.
I'm sorry, I disagree. I want the huge meal.
I do too. But if I just needed a glass of wine, that Merlot is right there and it's approachable.
We have talked about three great wines here, and there is a program where you can be on the list here at Raffinelli, and you get a chance once a year to buy some of these wines. Let's explain that to folks because it's very limited.
Yes. So again, our wines are allocated. We started this mailing list. We called it a mailing list. Well, my parents started it way back in the late 80s. And basically, customers would come in and they would sign a guest book. And that's how they started the mailing list. Okay. And it grew. And it's now become the main way that people can get our wine. That's how we sell our wine. We actually call them A-list members now, but they get first priority at the new releases in the spring, and we really do try to take care of them.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some of these wines, and some local chefs have agreed to feed Shelley and I today. So we're going to enjoy Healdsburg and A. Raffinelli Winery and A. Raffinelli Wines. Shelley, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Cheers.
Well, folks, we are at Willie's Seafood here and Raw Bar. Now, I didn't say that the first time, and Jen is sitting here with me on my left, and on my right is sous chef Angie. We're having a great time here today, and we've opened three beautiful wines from Raffinelli, and this really is a signature of the town of Healdsburg. Raffinelli's been here for a very long time. You guys have been here for a very long time, and as a matter of fact, you yourself have been here a long time.
Yeah. The restaurant's been here for 18 years. I've been here for 15.
Is that all? Well, folks, we are now going to feature the Merlot. And Angie has a couple of dishes to go with this. Where would you go with this? Are you pretty happy with these choosings?
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited especially about the ahi, charred rare ahi, that we have with avocado and the soy. I think it'll pair well.
It looks beautiful, and the wine tastes great. Angie, cheers to you. Again, and I appreciate you doing this, you have two dishes to go with the Merlot, and that wine is amazing.
It is really great. I think the acidity and the richness would go nice. Usually reds go with a dark meat. Tuna is like the dark meat of the sea, I would say, ahi especially, so that's why I thought ahi would be nice. It has a spicy ahi panca dressing with it, which will kind of go with the deep notes of the red.
I took the opportunity to order the lamb to go with this too.
Yeah, the lamb is great too. It's got a soy marinade, which also has a nice umami flavors.
Well, Jen, while we're talking here, Mary, you get a chance to go first on these dishes. They look beautiful, and they're both in front of you.
Sounds good. Dig in.
All right. Well, folks, we have two dishes and a great Merlot from Raffinelli, and we're time for eating some great food and wine.